It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it's sad to say that sometimes we as Christians, we forget how we got saved. And while we are saved, who saved us? Sometimes we just take that for granted. I don't mean to say that we really forget how we got saved and that we are saved. I'm saying that sometimes we just take for granted that we are saved and we are on our way to heaven. Now, let me say we should never take for granted the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. And in Colossians chapter 1, it says, starting with verse 12, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." Well, of course, this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Creator. In verse 17 that we've read, it says, "And he," well, that's Jesus, "is before all things, and by him all things consist." It goes on in verse 18, "And he is the head of the body, the church," that's Jesus, "who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." You see, Jesus is to have the preeminence. Why? "For it pleased the Father that in him," that's in Jesus, "should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross," that's the blood of Jesus, "through his cross, by him," that's Jesus, "to reconcile all things unto himself," that's Jesus, "by him," that's Jesus, "I say," the Bible says, "I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." Now, let me speak with you just for a few minutes, just for a little while, about the precious blood of Jesus. All the way through the Bible, we have the bloodstream. And it teaches us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There are several things I would like to point out to you today that we have in the blood of Christ. Many things that I've said before, many times we take for granted what Jesus has done for us and who he really is. Well, notice first of all in verse 13 of our chapter, and that chapter is Colossians chapter 1. Notice here that the first thing we see is redemption. Verse 14, it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Well, to redeem means to buy back that which was lost. And it took the blood to redeem that which Adam lost in the fall. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says that. You see, it says, "For as by one man sin entered into the world." Well, that one man was Adam. He sinned. He willfully did wrong. It wasn't the woman. It was the man. The woman was confused. The command of God was given to Adam. He said, "Don't eat of the tree, Adam." I'm paraphrasing. But that's what he said. He said, "Don't eat of the tree." That's God saying that to Adam, I believe, according to the word of God. See, Adam knew not to eat of the tree, but he ate of the tree and therefore disobeyed God and plunged mankind into sin. Well, to redeem means to buy back that which was lost. And it took the blood to redeem that which Adam lost in the fall. Our kinsman redeemer, and that's Christ, had to die and give his life's blood for us. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible is very plain about this. And we're going to read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19 where it says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Yes, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer, that we have eternal life today. It's through his blood, and we should never take that for granted. Well, the blood not only brings us redemption and gives us redemption, makes it possible for us to be redeemed, but it also brings peace. In verse 20 of Colossians chapter 1, it says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself." Notice all things. There could be no peace between man and God without the blood. Well, the blood not only brings us redemption and gives us redemption and peace, it makes it possible for us to be redeemed. It does all of that. It brings the peace that passes all understanding. And it tells us that it's by his blood that this peace comes. Not only salvation, but peace as well. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through his blood that we have peace with God. Man searches for peace today. We hear all around us, peace and peace. But we want peace. Well, we do want peace. And the only true peace there can be to any man or any woman, boy or girl, is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Through the blood of Jesus, we see a new fellowship. We have redemption, we have peace, and we have fellowship. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12, it says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Never before was there a fellowship between the Jew and Gentile before he came. And that's now made possible through his blood. When a person is saved, they're no longer a Jew or Gentile, but become members of the body of Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28, the Bible says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female." Now listen now when it says, "For ye are all one in Christ Jesus." None of us are better than the other one. We are all the same, bond, free, Jew, and Greek. All of us are the same, man, woman, boy, and girl. We're all the same in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a new fellowship, not only with other people who are saved and on their way to heaven, but with God. God has said that his people, the Jews, the Jewish people, they're still his people, and therefore, he has reconciled us. He has reconciled them. We are no longer Jew nor Greek or Gentile, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. And let me quickly add that the Jewish person is saved the same way that you and I as a Gentile is saved, by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There is no other way to heaven other than through Jesus Christ, no matter who you are. But it makes no difference who you are. You can be saved. Notice not only as we look at this, there's a new fellowship, but through his blood, there is cleansing from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." When a person that was deep in sin, like the woman at the well, or Mary Magdalene, or the Apostle Paul, When someone like that is saved, regardless of that person's past life, the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all sin according to the Word of God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." How powerful is the blood of Christ? It's powerful enough to cleanse us from all sin, all of our sin. Well, notice the blood of Christ can also, and does, bring a new and living way. It's open for us now. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, it says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh. Now Jesus is the way to the Father. No man cometh unless Jesus draws them. No man can get to heaven until Jesus does what He is supposed to do." Well, what is that? Well, the good news is that He's already done it. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed His blood for the remission of sin. He was buried, and on the third day He rose from the grave, that all of those who would trust in Him, who would receive Him by faith, they could enter in. They could have access to God. Can you imagine that? Access to God. Well, one day the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me." Jesus speaking here is, He says, "In My Father's house are many mansions." He goes on to say that not only are there many mansions now, but "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14, verses 1 through 3. He opened a new and living way when He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. Now you can read more about this in Hebrews chapter 10, and you can read more about this in Hebrews chapter 4. And you can read more about this in Hebrews chapter 9. But notice in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, it says there, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." See, the high priest entering into the Holy of Holies is a type of Christ in the Old Testament. Christ Himself, according to that verse, entered into heaven with His own blood for us. Jesus offered Himself. He offered His blood, and He presented that to His Father for us. Well, notice something else, that the blood, what it does, it provides a song throughout the ages. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 says, "And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." We have so much to be grateful for today as the people of God, because Jesus Christ has saved us through His blood. And if you do not know Him as Savior, you can know Him by trusting Him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Romans chapter 10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." It's with the heart that man believes. Trust Him today as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.